There's an interesting twist to tell you about in the battle between Walmart and labor unions. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union has filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. It says Walmart may have paid people to spy on pro-union Walmart employees. The company denies the claim. That kind of back and forth is nothing new. What is surprising is the apparent source of the information for the complaint, a former Walmart executive. Here's NPR's Frank Langfitt.
Tom Coughlin spent years as Walmart's second-in-command. Last month, he resigned after the company investigated claims that he'd falsified expense reports. But according to a recent Wall Street Journal story, Coughlin told employees he didn't spend the money on himself. Instead, the newspaper reported, he said he used it to pay union members for information on labor sympathizers at Walmart stores, a possible violation of labor law. The Food and Commercial Workers Union has battled to unionize Walmart for years. Now it's using this latest information to press its case against the nation's biggest company. Greg Denier handles communications for the union.
What we're doing is asking the Federal Labor Relations Board to investigate to determine if there was a violation of the National Labor Relations Act. Further, we've asked Walmart to come forward with its information in case there were criminal violations.
Walmart says the charge is a desperate attempt by the union to smear the company. Mona Williams is a Walmart spokeswoman. She emphasizes that the case centers on a single former Walmart employee.
For the unions to then try to extrapolate and make that something regarding Walmart as a whole is simply a quantum leap, and there's absolutely no evidence anywhere to support that. I think this is the union equivalent of throwing a Hail Mary pass. They're simply filing the charge, throwing it up there, and seeing if anybody believes it.
Williams also says the company has looked into the matter and found no evidence the money was used to fight big labor.
At Walmart, we did a very thorough investigation of these allegations. We spent almost 6 weeks investigating it, and we found absolutely nothing to support the claim that these funds were being used for union activity. Absolutely no evidence whatsoever. To the contrary, the evidence seems to point that an individual was using this for very specific personal things.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Coughlin appeared to use fake invoices to pay for various items, including alligator boots costing nearly $1,400 and a $2,600 dog pen. Coughlin has not spoken publicly about the case, but his attorneys insist he did nothing wrong. They also criticized Walmart for not providing them copies of the expense reports that the company has used in its case against him. One of Coughlin's attorneys, Blair Brown, read from a statement.
Mr. Coughlin did not seek nor obtain any improper reimbursements from Walmart. It is unfair to Mr. Coughlin, after his many years of service to Walmart, for the company to refuse to provide him with the very documents it has publicly said are questionable.
What Tom Coughlin did and why may not be known for some time. Walmart has forwarded materials to the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Arkansas, which is looking into the case. The National Labor Relations Board says it will investigate the union's complaint as well. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.